This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9, the game's very own Braves insider and reporter and host of From the Diamond, Grant McCauley. And our conversation with Grant is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service, and by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today. Grant, welcome in. First, most important question that I have for you today. Did you hear the prank that these gentlemen, your coworkers, pulled on me
today?
I have not.
Dude, okay. You missed the boat, Allie, because I thought for sure you were going to say, Grant, was the title a fluke? I'm kidding, Grant. I'm kidding.
No.
For the record, Grant, Mike Johnson, it was him, not me at all. I had nothing to do with that.
It was a joke.
There was a prank pulled on me here at the McDonald's. If you want to see it, it is on my story on Instagram at Allie Mac Radio. You would have stood up for me. I was accosted by Skip here, and nobody was helping me. Grant, Gordon helped me. It just felt
Gordon was like hold on, man, hold on.
It just felt like it took an hour for you to come to my rescue. I was seeing my life flash before my eyes. But back to the point, hearing good things about Chris Sale in Gwinnett right now, Grant, can you kind of give us a rundown of he and Ronald? When can we expect them back?
Yeah, I think that's a question that the Braves are still kind of trying to answer a little bit with Chris Sale. But with Ronald, I mean, he went ahead of the team to Cleveland. So he is already there. He's waiting on them. I would assume that that's the precursor to coming off the injured list this weekend for the series against the Guardians. Sale is going to make another start for Gwinnett on Sunday. He's just got to build up that pitch count. That's really the thing for him. You know, they want to see him pitch again this year. He wants to pitch again this year. But they'll take their time getting him built back up to being able to throw at least 75, 80, maybe 85 pitches, something like that, so that he can cover the five or so innings that you need out of a starter. And not that Chris Sale wants to be a five-and-dive guy, but that's a good place to start.
It's been a weird run because they've been pretty bad, Grant, after the All-Star game. But suddenly they've won, 6 of 10 and only 11 games out of the wild card.
6 of 10. Made it seem like it was a streak.
I mean,
6 of 10.
6 and 4 in their last 10 is what I should have said.
Look, they're playing 600 baseball is the point, right?
Yeah. That's right. Thank you, Grant. You know what? Mike's already on probation by one, McCauley. I don't think he wants to make it two. But what's been this formula all of a sudden? Is it just as simple as they've been getting some timely hitting from Ozzie and Michael Harris?
No, I mean, the big thing really since the All-Star break has been that the Braves are scoring runs. And we talked about this for, it felt like, 3 solid months to begin the season that, look, the Braves have got to score more. If they could do a little bit more. We're not talking about 6 or 7 runs a game, but that would be nice. But they just needed more offense, and he couldn't find it. And now all of a sudden you get to the second half, And only the Brewers have scored more runs of any team in the National League in the second half than the Braves. Unfortunately, heading into that Mets series, the Braves also had either the next to last or the worst ERA of any pitching staff in all of baseball in the second half. So about the time the offense figures it out, the pitching staff is going through it, and we've talked about what the starting rotation is up against and the fact that you're missing five guys from opening day. Spencer Strider's had a rough go the last couple of outings as well. That doesn't help. It's really as simple as that. The Braves are scoring some runs. It is helping them win. They're winning, you know, and in spite of their pitching, which is the exact opposite of what we're saying over the first 3 months.
Grant, I want to ask you about Marcell Ozuna, and he's kind of come on of late, and he's been part of that kind of offensive resurgence you've been talking about. I thought 2 weeks ago that this chapter was closed for the Braves. Mm-hmm. Obviously, he's headed into free agency. This is the last year of his contract. You didn't let go of him at the deadline. We talked a lot about, you know, using both catchers and, you know, things like that and signing up. Is this chapter closed for Marcell Ozuna and the Braves? What do you think the future looks like for Marcell Ozuna next year?
Yeah, I don't know that I would necessarily deal in an absolute answer one way or another, but what he's been able to do over the last couple of weeks has clearly reminded you of what he's capable of. Not that the Braves had forgotten about his 2020 season. 22 was obviously a big step in the wrong direction. 21 was a bad season, but then 23 and 24 were so great. So, you know, you just kind of look at Marcell Ozuna's time with the Braves, and, you know, there were some highs and there were some lows. But what he was able to do for them the last couple of years and the first month of this year, you just felt like this is somebody you did want in your plan. So I don't know exactly where they go with it in terms of a big fit, because they do have Drake Baldwin and Sean Murphy. They've got a lot to figure out over the winter. I've said this and I'll keep saying it. They need to just put everything out on the table in front of them. And figure it out. It's going to be a lot of conversations, a lot of questions to answer, a lot of soul searching, a lot of personnel searching, I think, for the Braves to get this sorted out. I won't say Marcell Ozuna doesn't have a place, but it is more difficult now with Drake Baldwin making a push for Rookie of the Year and Sean Murphy clearly coming back to life this season after a lost year in 2024 to make it an easy path to just say all the DH at-bats need to go to one player. I don't think the Braves are in that boat anymore. And you can also throw Ronald Acuna Jr. into that mix, because you might just want to have his bat in the lineup but give his legs a little bit of a day off from the outfield. And that might not be the worst idea either in 2026 moving forward.
Grant McCauley joining us here on the morning shift as we're live from the Evansville Road here in Lithonia. I don't know why I've been saying that all morning.
It's Lithonia, right?
Yeah, I need some EO. All right. Grant, how do you feel about preseason players, starters playing in the preseason? I can't even talk right now.
Wow, man.
Yeah. I know that you've been asked a lot about having players in baseball play when the season is lost. But I mean, we're hearing this thing, and you're doing the Falcons. Grant's joined, you don't know, joined halftime and postgame show on the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network. What do you think about starters playing in the preseason for the Falcons? Michael Penix is not going to play again tonight, and there's a lot of hubbub about it.
I mean, I think there's some limited looks that could be of value. But then again, what are you really going to gain from ultimately a couple of series? I can understand when you're talking about a full contact sport like football, maybe wanting to save all your bullets for the regular season. Baseball's been a different story, and obviously we can go down that road again if you guys really want to. But I think that discretion is the better part of valor in a sport in which you get put on the ground a lot. I'll just leave it at that.
We are joined by our Braves insider, Grant McCauley, on the morning shift. I might have a really superficial question here, but the last few days we've been playing the Mets. They took 2 of 3. Grant, what is it about the Mets? The Braves show up when they're playing them. Are they fueled by these Frank the Tank videos, or what is going on?
No, that's a great question, because Frank the Tank, while I think working himself into a shoot, to use the wrestling terms, would probably be the polite way to put those videos. My favorite part of everything that he does is he is completely apoplectic for 57 seconds. And right about the 58 mark, because he knows he has to keep it under a minute, his face draws to a complete and total pall, and then he just hits stop on the video. It's just my favorite part, because he goes from the complete crazy character into, okay, I think I'm done here. So that's pretty great. But as far as Braves and Mets, Atlanta has been the kryptonite for the New York Mets. I mean, we talked about them being the boogeyman for the Marlins for the past few years. The Mets have just had a lot of trouble beating the Braves consistently. I don't know that every season has been the same. Obviously, it's not, because the Braves have been a club that has struggled so mightily this year. But the Mets have not been able to crack this code, and it's just one more thing that's going wrong for them as they go through the dog days of summer.
Finishing up talking to my co-host of the postgame show for the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network, Grant McCauley. Grant, look, there's a lot of things to talk about the Braves. I can't let you go without you just giving just a little bit of a review in terms of week one of the preseason for your halftime and postgame stuff for the Atlanta Falcons. I mean, did you feel like it went smoothly? Anything surprise you? You know, just rehash a little bit for us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, the truncated game obviously was not on my list of possibilities. Thankfully, we were able to get some good news out of that. But I'd like all four quarters, even in a meaningless preseason game. I want everybody healthy, leaving under their own power, and that allows us to just do a nice, easy, fun show where we talk about what's really to come and what's ahead for the Falcons.
Well, I can tell you what won't make it smooth is if you start busting out words like apoplectic and truncated tonight. I'm gonna look at you like you've got three eyeballs.
Oh, man, I've got more $2 words than we have segments. So you just pack a lunch and we'll take care of it.
I love it, man. I love it. Looking forward to it.
Grant, what are you working on for From the Diamond this weekend?
Oh, we're going to kind of, figure out what the next 6 or 7 weeks means for the Atlanta Braves, the return of Ronald Acuna Jr., obviously Chris Sale working his way back as well. I also want to get into the Minnesota Twins situation, which, if you're not following this, they tore it all down at the trade deadline because you assumed they were about to sell the team, and the Pollad family that has owned them since the mid-'80s said, we're just kidding, we're going to hold on to it. So Minnesota Twins fans are feeling some kind of way about what's been going on with their club for quite a while now. So going to try to unpack some of that, and obviously we'll do the Braves weekend recap against the Guardians. So that's what's ahead from the Diamond, 5 to 7 on Sundays, wherever you get your podcast and on the Odyssey app.
Awesome. Thanks, Grant.
Thanks, guys.
That is Grant McCauley, 92.9 The Game's Braves insider and host of From the Diamond, also joining Mike tonight for half and post game on the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network. Don't forget, you can also listen to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn apps. It is free 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And coming up, we'll get one last preview of tonight's preseason game, and we've got a life of Squid.
If you could hang out with a Heisman Trophy winner, who would it be?
Mark Ingram.
Well, I will tell you who Johnny Manziel's answer is, and it might be a little bit surprising. On the Morning Show, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.